Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Window World of Boston. Call 1-800-NEXT-WIN today.
Honestly, for me right now, I'm just trying to move forward. You know, obviously, respectfully, you know, that was 2 weeks ago. You know, still bitter over the game and just trying to focus on ways to just get better. You know, obviously, everybody knows what the situation was and, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, I just know for me here moving forward, I just got to play better football, and that's what my job is to do.
Cam, I know you want to look forward, but it's kind of the first time, you know, we've had a chance to ask anything about it, and I think that's why we're just sort of interested in.
Yeah, I know exactly, you know, what it is. It's just respectfully for the sake of where we are right now. You know, I don't think it's beneficial for me to speak on that, being obviously the performance today. You know, it showed a lot of the time off showed, but yet, you know, like I said, I have to be better, and I will be better.
Cam Newton with a couple opportunities post-game yesterday to blame his performance on the COVID, and he did not. I don't know. The question came up earlier. Was yesterday a COVID-related aberration, or was this team exposed for what they really are, Wiggy?
I would say a COVID aberration.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
Okay.
I don't believe what we saw yesterday is the team that we're going to see moving forward. I think it's one of those outlier games. I don't like it. I still think that this team needs to add some. My biggest thing moving forward is it doesn't matter if they get 6 weeks of practicing or 6 minutes of practicing. Is if you don't start adding some pieces to that offense, you're going to run into these same issues moving forward. Defensively, I think you're good enough. But offensively, that's where the issue is, and it lies in the skill players.
So for now, COVID.
For now, COVID.
Yeah, for now. I mean, that is, if Belichick feels the way Wiggy does, that it's an aberration, and Belichick did mention the word practice 6 times in the postgame, that is scary for Pats fans. That means he is whistling past the graveyard and thinking, we're fine, we just need practice time. So not changes the trade deadline?
So I would agree with you, but people did it last week for the Buffalo Bills when they got blown out against the Titans.
The Titans. This was the Denver Broncos without Noah Fant, without Melvin Gordon, and with a quarterback who, Chris Curtis pointed out, was throwing you the ball deliberately in the fourth quarter.
He was trying to lose that game.
He actually said post-game he had the Pats -9.
He's essentially a rookie quarterback. I don't think Bill has ever lost to a rookie quarterback at home.
Nope.
I think that is the first time that happened yesterday.
And who do you think, Wiggy,
this
Sunday they have the 49ers coming to town, the reigning NFC champs. Who wins that game if things stay the same and they don't make a big deal between now and then?
I'm going to have to go 49ers.
So they're going to be 2-4.
Yeah.
And you think they are the best team in the AFC?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I still do.
But I
think that's
you
more.
You realize that Cam is not listening right now.
You can say whatever you really want to say.
No, he's going to stick to it.
No, I think that's contingent on them making a move. I think they, that if they still, you know, if they get the practice time in, they'll be better. right? But the problem is not going away. They will still be better. We've seen it with the Patriots last year. They were good. They got to the playoffs, but the problem of them not having that those guys on offense became an issue, and I think that's what's going to happen.
I mean, you can look at this season so far and say when Bill has the practice time, whether it's Seattle or Kansas City, then he can find ways to keep this team with the personnel they have very competitive.
He could keep them competitive, right? When you look at the teams in the AFC, I don't think there's a clear-cut favorite. In the NFC, it's a little bit...
Titans are a good football team. I just want to be on record as saying that.
No, I'm not saying they're a good football team, but the race in the AFC is a lot tighter.
The Steelers are way ahead of the Patriots right now.
See, I don't agree. I think the race in the AFC between all those teams is a lot tighter. I don't think there's one team, and I thought that was Kansas City. Now, we'll find out tonight if Kansas City, if they have a bounce-back week. But I don't think there's a team that's the clear-cut. I think they're all within arm's length of each other. In the NFC, I think it's a little bit different. I think in the NFC, there's really the Seattle Seahawks. I was going to say the Green Bay Packers, but now it looks like maybe Seattle and Tampa Bay.
On October 19th, Wiggy, the Patriots are far closer to the Jets than they are to the Steelers in the standings.
No, in the standings, but as far as the team.
Yeah, the thing that matters, standings. No. I mean, what are we talking about here, Wiggy? Last week, you said this was the best team in the AFC.
I still believe
it. They get embarrassed at home by a team that was trying to lose.
Let's go, Bucks.
Here's Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, morning crew. What's
hello, up, Bill.
What up?
Hey, I gotta say, right, that Tom Brady thing that you have him laughing, that thing gets me cracking up every time. It reminds me of Jurassic Park when the guy comes up on the computer and he's like, and he's laughing.
Do you have Cam's phone?
Where are you, Bill?
I'm on a construction site.
Okay.
I'm loading the Bobcat with some mix. But okay.
Excellent.
All right. Yeah.
Watch out for a hot load.
Yeah. I just have to agree with Wiggy, and because this whole COVID thing, it's kind of like the NBA championship. This year means nothing. It's all a joke. Oh, these guys are sick. I mean, we're playing with half our team.
Yeah. I mean, you could go either way on it. You can. It was said countless times that Bill was the coach in the NFL who was best fit to deal with any of these kinds of COVID interruptions. So would you say that, or would you say Mike Vrabel was?
No, Mike Vrabel's personnel is better than yours on offense. You go look at it. They're a big reason on why they were able to win that game yesterday is because you have a running back that rushed for over 200 yards and had two touchdowns. You don't have that in New England. Defensively, you know, the Titans, they didn't play that well yesterday against the Texans, and Ryan Tannehill made
some... Who would you rather have, Tannehill or Cam Newton?
I'd rather have Derrick Henry. Who's Derrick Henry playing with?
Okay, I didn't ask that question.
Well, that's part of it.
No, I just said... Who would you want to have as quarterback?
But it's part of it. There's more to it. You just can't say Tannehill. Okay, so.
Kamalaba.
So if Tannehill's on this Patriots team and Cam Newton's on that Titans team, think the records are the same?
No.
I don't know. We could just keep answering questions with questions.
Well, I mean, if you're going to ask a dumb question.
Yes, we can.
Then I'm going to try to answer it as best as I can. If Tannehill's here.
Best as you can?
Yeah. Is Tannehill's playing for the Patriots?
Cam.
And Cam's playing for the Titans.
Who would you rather have as quarterback, Tom Brady or Cam Newton?
Actually, you should do the Garoppolo or Cam poll again and see what the result is this morning. What is the result of the poll?
The poll this morning, it is split among Cam versus Belichick being blamed. Cam is 27%, Bill has 25%. But leading the way, I think because of his commentary this morning, who do you blame for the Patriots' loss is Wiggy, 46%.
46% say Wiggy.
Makes sense.
And do you want Wiggy to quiet down? 100% said yes.
I bet I could do a better job at tight end. They wouldn't have no issues.
Your man Asiasi is really kicking ass this year. My God. They should extend him.
I missed that one. Well, you know, we miss every now and then, Curtis. You swing the bats. Sometimes you miss.
I've never hit.
I mean, I think, yeah, you know, as much as you want to say that you or you want to feel like without Tom Brady that this you saw the team that you're going to have going forward yesterday. I think I think you can't overlook how important the losses were on the O-line. I mean,
so then who's to blame then? If you're going to sit here and you're going to tiptoe around everything,
COVID
who's to blame?
COVID is to blame.
Okay,
you haven't blamed a single thing on COVID since this pandemic started.
But this is blaming on COVID.
It's COVID's fault.
Thank you.
My God, you are a honk.
COVID is to blame.
So you would agree with the Laird man that going forward, if there are COVID issues, the league should pause and wait a week and extend the season.
We should wait until the Patriots get the proper weapons so Wiggy can talk about it.
No, you're blaming Curtis. Who are you blaming?
For the Patriots' loss yesterday?
Just the Patriots, yeah, for the Patriots' loss.
I think it's Belichick.
All right, so Belichick, Greg, you say COVID, Danielle?
COVID. No.
Novico?
No. No, I'll go COVID.
All right.
I'll give him a chance.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm going to blame Bill and COVID.
Oh, all right. All right.
This is Paul. What's up, Paul?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, yeah, you have to blame Coach for that because he's the one that caused him to be out 2 weeks. They were very rusty yesterday. You're right on offense. They need a tight end on offense, first and foremost. That quarterback needs his binky, which is any quarterback's binky, his go-to guy, short yardage, you know, guy that's a big guy, big target. He's got good hands and can, you know, then play the game. He's always your tight end. They need a defensive tackle on defense because they're getting gashed against the run. If they don't come up with the next Allen Branch, Vince Wilfork, then Washington. This team's not going anywhere. And, the offensive line looked like, you know, they looked like the Keystone Cops playing musical chairs with all the movements on the line and created by this two-week layoff and other things happening. Newton's mechanics were way off. He was throwing sidearm where we've seen him throwing over the top all year for the most part. But I'll tell you what, he almost won that freaking game at the end of the fourth quarter single-handedly. Mm-hmm. He tucked it and was looking for to run with it. He almost stole that game.
That wasn't single-handedly. That was handed to him by Derek Clark.
Derek Clark.
He was tucking the football. He was running. What you're talking about, Chris? He nearly stole that game in the fourth quarter. This kid is Superman. He can play. Okay, he is our quarterback right now, and for the future, for the next 3, 4, 5 years, if you want him, now's the time to sign him.
No.
You don't want to have to tough. You sign him now.
Sign him now.
You don't win anymore. You bring in a defensive tackle, and then you'll have a chance. You give the team. They'll be stout on defense, and then they'll have more confidence on offense. They'll know their quarterback's going to be for the next 3 to 5 years. The kid comes in, he works his ass off, he shuts his mouth, he gets along with the other players. But you know what? I'll tell you what. At least I went to sleep last night with a smile on my face because Brady and Gronk won the late game. Have a great day, you guys.
Okay.
That was all over the place.
I agree with him.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up,
Mike? That last caller was crazy. Look, I agree and I don't agree with Wiggy. The Patriots are going to be fine. Their defense is – let me tell you this. Denver had 6 opportunities to score 6 touchdowns, and they only got field goals out of it. Their defense is fine. Their offense, I agree with Wiggy, they need some help. And Cam did almost steal that game yesterday. He made a bad throw. He made some messed up decisions. But I honestly, guys, the Patriots are going to be fine. 10-6, 11-5. Are they going to win the division? I don't think so, because I think Buffalo is going to win the division. But the Patriots are going to be fine. I get the stress level. I do, because I've been a Patriots fan for 1,000 years. But I get it. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. I'll hang up. Have a good day.
No, I think you're used to Tom Brady winning a game like that yesterday. So same opportunity. You have become accustomed to Tom Brady. I mean, does Tom Brady make that throw to N'Keal Harry, or is that on N'Keal Harry?
I think it's on N'Keal Harry, because if you look at N'Keal Harry, the way he comes out of it, he loses his footing. And you heard Cam talk about, I think it's the same thing with Tom Brady last year. N'Keal Harry doesn't come out of it, doesn't go where he needs to go, but that's the problem that you're having. When you got to rely on a guy like N'Keal Harry, who still hasn't been able to really be productive, this is what you get.
But Wiggy, we were told by you and others early on this season The different vibe in Foxborough was started by Cam Newton.
You said Greg. That's Greg. What's the vibe?
Can I finish one sentence?
Well, don't put my name on it. If you're gonna put my name on something, don't put it on fraudulent stuff. Don't lie on my name.
The vibe was different down there. I'll sign that.
Yeah. Okay, and I thought Wiggy had said that he was doing a better job at playing with these young wide receivers. That he had these nicknames for them.
He did say that.
Right, and so where did that go?
He had more in common with them.
Right, man, and that was leading to him playing better with them.
No, I did not say that, man. I've been saying they need another player from day one.
Well, that's not mutually exclusive from needing another player.
You did allude to that as being a contributor to good chemistry, though.
What?
Having more in common with those guys.
Yeah, I just said that he has more in common with them. So now N'Keal Harry, when he goes out there and plays, he's not playing under such pressure because his quarterback's not barking on him like Brady.
Right.
So, but that doesn't mean he's going to be playing good.
New poll question. Who would you rather have at QB right now, Tom Brady or Cam Newton? 250 votes and just posted it. 66% of the vote, Thomas Edward Patrick Brady.
Yeah, we had Brady last year, though.
And he wasn't going to be here this year. It was a divorce.
Amicable divorce.
That
was not amicable.
You had him last year, and what did you get? You got bounced in the first round of the playoffs in the wild card game.
They were 8-0. Right now they're 2-4.
No, but it doesn't matter. You still got bounced in the first round in the playoffs. You get Brady. You had Brady last year. They were 8-0, and everybody told me last year the reason why they were 8-0 because with the defense. It had nothing to do with Tom Brady. That's what everybody said. Now you have Cam Newton, but you still have issues on offense when it comes to having people that can contribute.
I just don't know how you can be the best team in the conference yet need severe help and offense. Like, I don't know how those can both be true.
Hey, Curtis, the texter says there's no way that Tom Brady makes that pass yesterday because he never would have thrown the ball to N'Keal Harry.
That's a good
point.
He
would have been trying to force it into Edelman, who was double covered at the time.
That is a good point.
Please rephrase that.
That is a very, very good point.
Is that a good point?
That is an extremely good point. You won't even be looking at N'Keal Harry. Yeah,
he's 4-2.
Well, I mean, look at the talent he has around him. Of course he's 4-2.
Makes him better.
Hello, David.
How'd they do against Chicago?
Hi.
Hey, what's up, David?
Just lost to the Broncos.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I just think the Pats need practice. I mean, how many practices have they had in the past 2 weeks?
I don't know, two?
Yeah.
What? Barely two?
Well, I mean,
but then it begs the question as to why the Titans, that didn't affect them. The Titans came out. I mean, Boomer Esiason, when I asked him the question this morning, said it's because their personnel is way better. But it begs the question. The Titans didn't have any practices either, and they came out on Tuesday night, and they look fantastic. They look great yesterday. They win that game in overtime yesterday. So, I don't know.
Okay. Well, then we suck then.
I'm with you on blaming COVID.
That was awesome.
There is no coach in the history of football who has had to deal with what Bill Belichick has had to deal with this season, Curtis. No coach.
It's almost as though he's just getting screwed by this illness left and right.
As Ken would say, he's coaching during wartime.
That's true.
As Ken would say, I mean, it's unprecedented.
Well, the Titans' defense was spectacular two weeks ago.
It took a loss for the Broncos for you to take COVID seriously and join me in my take.
But I think just to make Wiggy's point, during wartime, you need as many weapons as possible. So,
let's not put it out. You asked about the Titans. Their defense was spectacular against Buffalo. Malcolm Butler had how many interceptions? Two interceptions, and he took one back to like the 3-yard line. Spectacular.
All right. We will talk with Cam Newton at 9:30 this morning. Right now, here is Ken and what is trending.
Julian Edelman joins the Greg Hill Show this Friday. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Subaru of New England invites you to fall in love with shopping online from wherever you are. Go to SubaruofNewEngland.com, enter your zip code, and you can locate your authorized Subaru retailer right there. Now, first case I've seen made at WEEI.com. or anywhere, for why going for the 2-point conversion early was the right call. See if you agree with this logic. The reason to go for it on the first touchdown rather than the second is it gives you more time to adjust if you don't get it. If you get stopped like the Patriots did, then you know you have to score two more times in the final 8:31. If you wait until later, maybe in the last minute, you miss, then you have no time to make up for that extra score that you need.
Okay. All right.
That's Scott McLaughlin, our Scott McLaughlin at WEI.com. That's a theory. I don't agree with it. But
okay.
One theory.
It's something.
Jimmy G and the Niners coming in next, 4:25 after the Patriots drop to 2-3, 18-12 the loss yesterday. Patriots early line against the Niners. Is Patriots a 5-point favorite, so I guess the betting public believes this is a fluke, right? I mean, that's Vegas saying, we're going to get even money. We put it there.
Yeah.
They believe it's just Cam and COVID and everything else.
That's stunning, Wiggy, right? I mean, I thought for sure it'd be like a 1 or 2 point line for the
49ers. Well, it's because they cleaned up yesterday. So
it's also because now they feel like Bill gets a week of practice in, and as long as there's no issues.
Patriots were without David Andrews, who could come off IR this week. James Ferentz, Shaq Mason. Jermaine Illuminor lost in the first quarter. A lot of excuses to be made there. Monday Night Football doubleheader will join Bills and Chiefs tonight, right after a short Mud at Night. Cardinals Cowboys 8:15, so you got a Monday Night doubleheader. Fall Classic is set. Mookie and the Dodgers came back to take out Game 7, down 3-1 in the series as well, and beat the Braves. David Ortiz interviewed Mookie a little bit in the post game. Here's some of that slap and tickle.
Mook Dog, two things, buddy. Number one, you got to pay for dinner after you guys end up winning the World Series. You got a lot of cash. And number two, let me tell you, because of the conversation that we had before the game today, I want you to go on Fox FS1 and look at what it's on my envelope right there later on.
Quick question.
I believe you said Fox.
Fox FS1.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Thank you.
Greg, you're pretty connected.
When is Ed Davis delivering his report on what happened in the Dominican Republic?
He's still turning over rocks.
When is that? It's been a lengthy process. How long has it been? It's been a complete year, hasn't it?
Ins and outs of the Dominican.
Okay. Sometimes investigations take 5, 10 years.
Yeah. They do. They take a long time. Are we going to know who killed Kennedy or who shot Ortiz first?
And I thought David was getting to the bottom of what supplement he took over the counter that led to that steroid test.
Game 1 of the World Series, Tuesday, Globe Life Park in Arlington, the Rays and the Dodgers. And the sad news today, Mike Doc Emmerich is hanging it up. He is calling it quits at age 74. Hockey will never sound the same without Doc behind the microphone. 50 years in broadcasting.
Yeah, I mean, we had some fun on this show and the old show, teasing him a little bit for some of his catchphrases, but I think he was fantastic. One of the all-time greats.
Class act.
Now it's who replaces him.
He was not like a great call guy. Like, the final call of the Bruins winning the Cup is not that memorable necessarily, but it's just it's his game call, right? It's just the whole flow of it making you feel like you're a part of it. But here's a little bit of that final 2011 Cup.
They followed their coach to the high road, and the high road is the road to the Cup. No icing. For the first time in 39 years, the Boston Bruins have won the Stanley Cup, and they pour on to celebrate with Tim Thomas, their heroic goaltender.
Last games were at home. Didn't even get to go to the bubble for the NHL's pandemic season. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Yeah, well, it was a big challenge. You know, playing without guys, getting guys hurt, moving around. Had some guys that, you know, haven't played together much, haven't practiced together much. We need to get on the field. We need to practice. We need to develop some continuity. Yeah, I think I just answered that right at the beginning. We need more time together. We need to practice together. We need to execute and, you know, do everything better. It's the same for everybody on the team. Nobody's practice. I mean, we all need, like I said, we all need to do more, practice more, and hopefully we'll be able to practice this week. We certainly need it.
To replace in the past, we've been cast out of the...
back in the fight.
Oh, Bill says they need to practice. It's COVID related. Curtis, that loss yesterday was all COVID. No practice.
It's unbelievable. The pivot from the Patriots fans this morning, we have been flooded with texts saying, the Titans are good because they practiced illegally on the high school football field.
Oh, come on.
No, but you understand the difference between the Patriots and the Titans, and Boomer said it. Not only is it personnel, but it's also you got a new guy running your system.
Yeah, you got a new quarterback.
You got a new quarterback. So you do need, when it comes to the teacher needs to physically put his hands on the student and instruct the student. Curtis.
Right. It's COVID's fault.
What?
It doesn't work over Zoom.
Captain Aria in there, who's been ignoring COVID for the past 7 months, all of a sudden this morning is blaming his Pats loss on the illness in the team. This same team went into Seattle and put up 30-plus points and lost on the final play of the game against the undefeated Seahawks.
Because they could practice.
Yeah, with a week of full practice.
So
if they lose to the 49ers this weekend and they have a week of practice, what do we say then?
Let me ask you this. When that game was about to get underway yesterday, did you even think it was going to get – I didn't even know if there was going to be a game yesterday, and neither did they. I mean, they keep getting positive tests left and right. They've got a – Bill has to cancel practice in order to – keep everybody safe. The man is concerned with safety and health first, and then football second.
We're talking about practice.
The Patriots.
It's a big part of it, practice. Unlike in basketball, it's a big part of being able to have that chemistry with your receivers, understand the game plan. And when you got a guy like Cam Newton who's new to this playbook, he just doesn't have the ability to just go, okay,
They were dominated by the Denver effing Broncos. They are an awful football team. The Broncos are that bad, and their quarterback was intentionally, seemingly trying to keep the Patriots involved, throwing consecutive interceptions.
If you're going to say they were dominated by the Denver Broncos and they lost to them, then you could say that about the Titans when they play against the Texans.
I don't know
and
why we have to change subject.
No,
because
talking about
they won the
game.
Yeah, but it was a game that they had to go to overtime with the Texans, who are a crappy team. So you can't go by that. You can't just look at the team. You go, on that day.
What can we go by?
I just told you. When you look at this, their defense was able to hold this Denver Broncos team to field goals.
Uh-oh, moral victory talk.
Nope. You had an opportunity. You weren't able to close out the game and win the football game. You had too many turnovers. You weren't able to get the ball going in the passing game. When your best player is Demare Byrd, you got issues when it comes to your skilled players.
Well, and we talked about it earlier, but I mean, if you don't have that cobbled together offensive line, does he throw those two picks yesterday, or at least one of them?
Maybe not both of them. Maybe one of them he doesn't throw. Maybe I give you the one Ken you said on the screen pass because Isaiah Wynn gets blown by, but he would be there anyways. Isaiah Wynn was playing left tackle, so left guard. You're right. So maybe you don't give that one away, but when you look at the game. I think that is there's always a percentage that you're going to put on Cam. But I think the biggest thing comes down to Bill and COVID. And Bill says when we don't have the time to practice, we got a new quarterback as it is. If he can't practice, you're not going to have any continuity there.
So Cam Newton has two moral victories and one COVID excuse Monday. That's what we've had. 2-0 with two moral victories and one COVID excuse.
That's pretty much that's the new normal, bro.
My God.
Cam Newton's passer rating through four games is 81. Okay, to say that he's not the issue at all yesterday is missing the biggest point. He's the reason they were great in Seattle. He's the reason they beat the Raiders. He's been excellent for what we expected to this point, but yesterday he was not part of the solution.
He has to do too much.
Yeah, he does. I mean, Boomer said that. I mean, Curtis, he ends up needing to do everything for that.
How about throwing the ball away and not taking sacks, getting you out of field goal range? That's decision-making.
But he didn't take a sack that got him out of field goal range.
Yes,
which one?
In the first half, he took a sack that brought him back to like the 40-yard line.
That sack wasn't on him. That sack, you're talking about the bad snap? That's the one you're talking about.
Tom Brady got a bad snap yesterday from his center. He went down, got it, dodged the oncoming rusher, and threw a pinpoint pass to Rob Gronkowski.
The bad snap from Brady was right there. It was a little bit low to his left-hand side. The one to Cam Newton, it went 6 feet over his head, and it went back 15 yards.
Well, no, Curtis is right. The blindside sack from Chicolo, where he held it too long and then rolled up on Illuminor, that knocked him from the 38 back to the 48.
Bad Snap, also the name of Cardi B's next single.
I'm not saying that this is all on Cam Newton. It's not all on Cam Newton. But the fact is that you, Wiggy, were the one telling us how great Cam Newton was.
And he's still great. He's still great. He's just the same way we sat here.
He's just the 25th rated passer in the NFL.
The same way we sat here and said Brady was still great last year. It's just the people that are around him. Now the narratives can't change for one like it does the other.
I got a question for Cam Newton when he joins us next hour at 9:30. Are the answers still in that locker room? Do you think the answers are still in that locker room?
I mean, of course he's going to be politically correct and tell you they are. But if you were really to give him some truth serum, the same way that you would have gave Brady last year, do you think that this offense, passing game offense, do they have enough? No, they got enough to win games, but they don't have enough to win the big one.
Danielle, can we get a ruling on serum?
That reminds me, I have to go to Sephora and buy some new face serum. Serum.
Is there a WEEI.com explanation for why Bill didn't challenge on that white play?
No, I mean, it's coming up at 2 with Bill, Glenn.
Why would you waste the challenge
on that?
Why? I don't understand why he didn't. I mean, it was clear as day. It was a
first
down.
Get that one. Now the two-point conversion after you explained it, okay, I got that one, but the James White play, I don't get it.
Was there a thought of challenging the spot early in the fourth quarter on James White's 2-yard run?
No, not really.
Did you get a second at that run?
Just answer the question, Doug.
I hate all of this Zoom press conference audio so much.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I know.
It sucks listening to it. We're 8 months in. People still can't figure out how to make their connection sound decent. It's awful.
Why can't they just have the guys in there and have the guys
have a limited number of people?
Guys
access.
And the ladies, right. Limited number, 6 right. feet apart. Done. Like, why can't they do that?
It's so painful to listen to.
Yeah. This is Steve from Portland. Hello, Steve. What's up?
Good morning. You guys need to drug test Curtis. Lifelong Broncos fan. Two of their 3 losses, Pittsburgh and Tennessee, both teams 5-0. They've had more injuries than I even care to talk about, but they play the game every weekend. They beat you guys fair and square. This guy named Christian Fourier said that the Patriots were going to destroy the Broncos. They shouldn't basically have even played.
That guy.
And what was the final score? I think it was 18-12.
It was. Yep. Yes,
Steve,
it was.
Steve, does Drew Locke usually make plays for the opposing team in the final minutes?
Does Cam Newton have a heart after the Super Bowl 50? Is he still that guy that's Superman and ripping his shirt off?
Yeah.
He did jump on a ball yesterday.
He did jump on a ball.
He did jump on a ball.
I love how
yesterday.
Curtis goes that Drew Locke gave him 2 interceptions, but Cam Newton, you can't say that about Cam Newton. Why can't we go, well, Cam Newton gave him 2 interceptions?
I don't know. They're the best team in the AFC, Wiggy.
How come you can't say that for Cam? Doesn't make sense. You talk out both sides of your mouth.
You just never stop talking.
Well, at least I'm talking straightforward. You go, Drew Luck gives him 2 interceptions, but those interceptions that Cam Newton gave him, we can't use that. You sound like a moron.
That's saying,
oh, this guy over here committed a crime, but this other guy didn't commit the same crime.
Wiggy is self-destructing this morning because of Cam's performance.
I'm exposing the frauds, man.
No, I think you're being exposed.
No, this is what happens.
Thank
when,
God they didn't. Imagine if they had given him a 4-year, $120 million deal that Wiggy wanted him to do last week or the week before.
Okay. Don't give him money.
Okay.
Don't give him money when your quarterbacks next year are Stidham and Hoyer.
You don't
and
have
0-5.
He's going to give you money. Like if you went to Cam Newton today, he'd say, all right, I'll pay you $1 million a year if you sign me for the next 4 years.
Okay. All right. You frauds, man. I'm telling you.
You can lose like
at
that.
At least
Hoyer.
I keep it 100.
Here's John. What's up, John?
Hi, how you guys doing, everybody?
Hey, John.
What's going on, John?
When you look on the sidelines, you look at Brady on the sideline, you look at Cam on the sideline. Mm-hmm. Brady always has his face in the tablet, studying the plays and looking at where he can improve. Cam is sitting on the sideline, got his head down, and he's not studying. He's sulking. Why can't he study just as much? I understand the COVID. I understand the practice and everything else. But you still need to put the effort there and have your head in the tablet and trying to improve.
Brady is throwing the tablet. That's what he was doing last week. I mean, right. I don't.
Cam's
well,
the same.
If you look at him 90% of the time, he's looking in the tablet and trying to improve for the next series. Cam is sitting on the sidelines, not looking at the tablet, sulking.
I don't know which game you're watching, John, because every time I see Cam and I see Brady on the sideline, they were in the same position, sitting right next to Josh McDaniels as he's going through plays. That's what he's doing. I tell you, man, it's crazy to see how fraudulent people are.
Hold on. I have to do a Photoshop mock-up of McDaniels with, like, a Predator stash, because that's Josh McDaniels.
McDaniels, right. It's like this.
Josh McDaniels.
McDaniels. It's crazy to
see. What a Monday.
It's crazy to, but Danielle, it's because of the fraudulent.
Say fraudulent
the fraud.
One more time.
No, it's nuts. Now Cam doesn't put the work in on the sideline. Now Cam is this. Cam is that. Brady did the same thing last year.
Cam brought COVID into this locker room. Like Tom Hanks' character in Philadelphia.
Y'all hate. And it's a, you, what, I'm, what I'm around mistakes. Is a lot of hate right now.
Gold-plated fraud.
Hate is what breeds you.
Mm-hmm.
Hate is what breeds you.
All right.
It's okay. McDaniels.
And you're sticking with best team in the AFC.
I'm sticking with it.
What? You're sticking with it.
Listen, I ain't going to hate like y'all. I ain't going to be like all smiles and then.
It's not hating. It is
hating.
Telling people what happened.
No.
I mean, I don't bury the lead that Boomer says they're a playoff team. So Boomer's not worried.
No. Boomer's not hating because he understands. If the trade deadline's a couple of weeks, they add a piece or two, they get the practice time in that they need, they'll get back to where they were.
All right.
Okay.
Wiggy is confident.
Okay.
We will talk with Cam Newton coming up at 9:30 this morning. It's a Patriots Monday here at WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's actually the name of my new show, Just Fitzy.
You're not allowed to use that name because it's already been trademarked differently. The new morning show here on EEI is Just Wiggy, so you're not allowed.
Wow.
Whoa.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning.
Well, apparently, like many, Wiggy, Dale thinks he's talked too much on this show.
Oh.
I mean,
no.
It's a talk show, right? What are you supposed to do? Talk.
Can you take a breath?
I don't need to take a breath.
That's what some people are saying. Take a breath.
If I take a breath, then we got to listen to all the frauds talk.
And stop flip-flopping. Hello, hey, Mike.
What's up?
Guy, Mike. We have to dump out of you.
Mike.
Are we going to allow him to continue or not?
It's your call, Greg.
He can't be.
I will watch my language.
Mike, you can't.
I will watch my language.
You cannot drop F-bombs on the people's airwaves, especially on Monday morning.
I'm sorry.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
He turned around, and if someone disagrees with his narrative, he always talks over them, which I'm expecting him to do any second now.
Well, he's flip-flopping when it comes to
what I flip-flop on. How about you get to the point?
you flip flop all
what?
The time that, oh, let's see, Cam Newton saves the team, and then when he doesn't, he ends up it's Bill Belichick's fault for not making the right coaching decisions. It's Cam Newton could do no wrong. Belichick does everything wrong.
I've given Bill a ton of credit this year. Man, people only want to hear what they want to hear. Yes. No, did I not say Bill is doing a great job of coaching this team and this situation?
Yes.
Okay.
You did.
So clean the wax out your ears, Mike.
Well, but you did walk in this.
If you get wax in your ears, you can't hear us.
You did walk in this morning.
Yep.
And say that when it comes to Cam, it was not about him yesterday. It was about the weapons.
Yeah.
And you refused to hold him accountable for anything
You know what I did? I did the same thing that I did last year when it was Brady. I said, you know, it's probably 5% of Brady and 95% of the people that are around him.
But last year you didn't say what you said earlier this season, which is that Cam Newton relates to these receivers and they're playing harder for him. In other words,
I never said that. Stop lying.
Wiggy,
Here's what I said. Are you listening? Clean your ears out. Please, thank you. I said that Cam Newton only relates to these guys because they're from a similar walk of life. And now the pressure on maybe a N'Keal Harry, a Jacoby Myers, isn't as strenuous on their back as it would be a Tom Brady.
Strenuous.
That's the difference. So if you listen.
By the way, this texter says Curtis talks far too much on this program. I would agree with that.
Oh, 100%.
Shut his mic off.
And he don't listen. If you're going to talk a lot, at least listen.
What?
Can I point out the area where Wiggy definitely has flip-flopped?
Yes.
Friday, I asked you specifically. No excuses, no moral victories. You got to beat the Broncos. Now you're spinning the Hillman no practice narrative. You have totally...
I didn't spin that.
No, that is
that's
not...
That's his thing.
No, that's not a moral victory yesterday. That they should have absolutely beaten that team. I do think that... That there doesn't need to be a sky is falling narrative, which there will be all day here because of COVID. It's clear to me you have a brand new quarterback. Mm-hmm. You have guys who haven't played together because of COVID. You have a situation that you would not have had if you played that game, you know, with a healthy Cam Newton 2 weeks ago.
We all said the Titans did the same thing, so there's no practice is not an excuse.
But those players have been in that system, most of them, for 2-3 years.
You're making a good point. I agree with that, right? If a guy's been in a system longer, then it's a little bit easier for them, if they do have time off, for them to be able to know what exactly is going on. What's amazing to me here is... how bad people want to see Cam feel.
Oh, God. What are you talking about?
It is. Curtis, this whole station wants to see Cam feel.
I don't.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Don't try to jump on it because you know he's going to be on in 30 minutes.
Who wants to see him fail?
I listen to OMF. Those guys.
Well, there's your first problem.
Curtis wants to see him fail.
I don't want to see Cam fail.
Well, yes, you do, because your whole mission in life is to prove that everything that happened here was Tom Brady's doing, not Bill Belichick's.
And I said on this show that I went into this season wanting to hate Cam because he's replacing Brady, but his off the field, the way he was on our show, he was impossible not to root for.
I'm not talking about his personality, Curtis. I'm not saying people want him to fail as a human being. I'm talking about his performance, his play. Because the reason, you know what really stands out, and Greg, you just made mention of this. It's going to be the sky is falling. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the sky is falling with the way Cam played yesterday, and he has missed 2 weeks. When last year, the sky was never falling with Tom Brady. It was always about Tom never had enough pieces around him. Mm-hmm. Whether it was Dale, whether it was Glenn, whether it was Lou, whether it was Christian, everybody here, Rich.
This team, prior to COVID, this team played two very good football teams down to the end of the game.
Right.
So what's the Curtis, what is the difference between the Seattle game or the Kansas City game or this game yesterday?
I don't know.
It's no practice. The difference is no practice.
Could it be, Greg, that other teams had no film because there was no preseason on how Cam Newton's offense was going to look with the Patriots.
They had his entire career in Carolina
to get film on him. How Josh McDaniels and Cam Newton would come together and create an offense.
No, well, they didn't have film on the Edelman gadget plays, so that's
they had to blow through all of their gadget plays. They still lost to the
Broncos. Biz.
Okay, good subject. And I had Italian for dinner last night. Any other things? Non sequiturs.
You're gonna lose the teams that you. A lot of people. I don't give them a pass on yesterday's loss.
Of course, you can have a moral victory.
I don't give them a pass. Do I understand that the practice time is going to be an issue and it affect how they played? Okay, yes. And that Cam hasn't been around for a couple weeks? Yes, but I still think they were good enough to go out there and beat that team. They didn't, and that's something that they have to
live
with.
We should only have Cam on for 5 minutes so we can do mental reps for the rest of the day.
Texter says Wiggy is one more argument away from pulling the race card when it comes to the way Tom Brady was treated.
Cam
Newton is
being treated. That's him bringing it up, not me. That's him bringing it. It got nothing to do with race. I'm just saying because we love Tom Brady and we had him here for 20 years, you don't want to see your dad be happy in his new relationship with his new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think Nick is a representation of a lot of the Boston sports fans?
Yeah.
And he has gone full bore on Camalama Ding Dong. Mm-hmm. He named his son, no joke, after Tom Brady.
Correct.
Right. After a couple weeks this season, he then was completely on the Cam Newton bandwagon.
Well, he changed his son's name to
Thomas.
Cam.
Right. But he also did say that Brady did play poorly the second half of the season last year. So can we really go on what Fitzy says? Where's his hot really lie?
This is Mike from Framingham. What's up, Mike?
How you doing? First off, you can't pull the raise card because no one would want Hoyer over Cam. So we'll start with that. But Wiggy, you were talking about getting our weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get the guy who Pittsburgh used to draft receivers, put a bug in their war room, something? Because AB was a 6th-round draft pick. All the receivers are low-round draft picks, and they all end up being studs.
Yeah,
I agree. I agree 100%.
But you think they're going to be able to go and get somebody at the trade deadline that's going to make a difference?
They went out and got Antonio Brown last year and Mohamed Sanu. So they knew that they needed help at that position last year, and they were actively trying to get guys. What's the difference this year than last year? There's no difference. You should be actively looking for guys.
Mm-hmm. All right, Cam Newton will join us in about a half an hour at 9:30. It is a moral victory Monday here at WEEI, and we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.